President Bush is urging stricter oversight of American corporations and tougher penalties for corporate leaders guilty of fraud. In a speech on Wall Street this morning, the president announced a new task force for the investigation and prosecution of corporate criminal activity and told business leaders they should take steps to increase investor confidence and public trust in corporate America.
We've learned of CEOs earning tens of millions of dollars in bonuses just before their companies go bankrupt, leaving employees and retirees and investors to suffer. The business pages of American newspapers should not read like a scandal sheet. The vast majority of businessmen and women are honest. They do right by their employees and their shareholders. They do not cut ethical corners, and their work helps create an economy which is the envy of the world. Yet high-profile acts of deception have shaken people's trust. Too many corporations seem disconnected from the values of our country. These scandals have hurt the reputations of many good and honest companies. They have hurt the stock market. And worst of all, they are hurting millions of people who depend on the integrity of businesses for their livelihood and their retirement.
The president also spoke of steps his administration plans to take.
My administration will do everything in our power to end the days of cooking the books, shading the truth, and breaking our laws. Today, by executive order, I create a new corporate fraud task force headed by the Deputy Attorney General, which will target major accounting fraud and other criminal activity in corporate finance. The task force will function as a financial crimes SWAT team, overseeing the investigation of corporate abusers and bringing them to account. I'm also proposing tough new criminal penalties for corporate fraud. This legislation would double the maximum prison terms for those convicted of financial fraud from 5 to 10 years. Defrauding investors is a serious offense, and the punishment must be as serious as the crime. I ask Congress to strengthen the ability of SEC investigators to temporarily freeze improper payments to corporate executives, and to strengthen laws that prevent the destruction of corporate documents in order to hide crimes. Second, we're moving corporate accounting out of the shadows so the investing public will have a true and fair and timely picture of assets and liabilities and income of publicly traded companies.
President Bush speaking on Wall Street this morning. NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Anything unexpected in this speech?
A lot of this has been trickling out over the past couple of days, and a good chunk of it was already out there in the form of a 10-point plan that the president unveiled in the wake of the Enron scandal. He unveiled those things late winter, early spring. But he did talk about a number of things in language that we haven't heard before. He talked about a new corporate fraud task force that he said would be like a SWAT team. That was the term he used, a SWAT team that would be able to monitor and swoop down on corporate wrongdoing and investigate it very aggressively when something has turned up. He also talked about increasing penalties, as we just heard, including increasing jail time, maximum jail times, and he is proposing a series of things that would expand the authority of the SEC, including, he said, the SEC should be able to ban corrupt corporate leaders from ever serving as a director or an official of a public corporation anytime in the future again. If they violate that trust, then they should never again be able to serve in that capacity with a publicly held company. And he said stock analysts need to be trusted advisors, not salesmen. And he got the one laugh of the day when he said buy should not be the only word in an analyst's vocabulary. So it was a mix of new language and things that we knew have been percolating for a while.
He was scolding at times. He said CEOs should make public what they are actually paid. What a concept.
And they should put it not buried in the proxy statement, the thing that hardly anybody wades through and reads, all of that fine print that is mailed to shareholders. He said the CEO should, in English, put what they earn right prominently in the company's annual report, and it should explain what the bonuses are. And there should also, he said, be a justification for that pay, for that exec. And he said never again should a corporate executive get tens of millions of dollars in bonuses and incentive pay and the like just before a company declares bankruptcy, which is some of what we've seen over the last year.
But the president is answering for his own business practices of some years ago. Can he inspire confidence in corporate America and answer those questions at the same time?
That is the question. Some say an MBA president is the perfect one to bring this sort of message forth because he can speak to his compatriots in the business world and give them the tough challenges. But he is, again, answering questions himself, as is Vice President Cheney, about their past business practices. With the president, it's a case when he was investigated for insider trading a dozen years ago. Nothing came of it, but it is the kind of thing that people are confronting him with these days as he makes a speech like the one he just gave, setting a very clear moral tone for American business.
And Congress will do something with this.
They will do something with it, but they want to go further in many cases. So there will still be some battles over what the president is proposing.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.